Welcome to Durango Digs here on AM 1240 KDGO as well as 98.3 FM and 1240 AM, something like that. Anyway, Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce, and for all chamber things, simply go to durangobusiness.org. Ashley Blackmore, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jack?
You know, we're doing good. You know, a little tired, but, you know, November's off and running, and I can't believe, it's like we went from really nice, warm fall weather to that they flipped the switch.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, totally.
I'm born and raised in Colorado, been in Durango 41 years, and you think I'd be used to it by now. It was always Halloween was a trigger point to switching to cold weather.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, being born and raised here, this has been absolutely one of the weirdest winter to summer to winter again. So, yeah I guess we're just going to ride the wave, right? That's the joy of living here.
Absolutely. Now, so you were born and raised in Durango.
I was born and raised. There's not very many of us.
Yeah. So I'm curious. You started the Blackmore Group. What led you to doing that?
As far as opening a franchise, or opening an independent real estate brokerage?
Yeah.
Interesting question. I definitely get asked that a lot. Uh-huh. We were affiliated with a franchise brokerage for quite a while, mm-hmm. Worked at a bunch of other companies in town, and really just decided that we found that there was a niche that wasn't being filled as far as real estate services go here. And I'm really into marketing and data and being able to observe the websites, and I really like to track, you know, things like SEO, which is super nerdy mm-hmm. and weird. And, you know, we never really had access to that at our other companies. So that's why I decided to open up the Blackmore Group. I think it was a really vital thing in order to be able to make sure we were serving our customers the way that we want to.
Right. And you know, and when I first met you, the first thing you probably hear, you're young.
Yeah.
I mean, in that because you see the Blackmore Group and the branding, and I was seeing the real estate signs all around town, and I was like, wow, who is this? And then I met you, and I was like, oh, good for you. That's awesome. So what led you to the branding, because we've talked about this, mm-hmm. and the branding and how important that is, even the color, you know, with the black and the, is it turquoise? What is it?
Yeah, it's like a turquoise color.
Yeah.
I think that we live in a world where everything is thrown at our faces. We see colors and we see kind of identities all over the place that are color related. And so for me, picking the color of that blue and that black, that mm-hmm. was who I want to identify as. We want to be a luxury brokerage. Some people identify that blue that we have as a Tiffany blue, which is a high-end brand.
Right.
And we want that to be kind of everywhere. And I love that color. I think that, you know, we want people to recognize our branding as a concierge luxury mm-hmm. brokerage, a boutique brokerage. And we handhold each one of our clients. We're not just trying to do as many transactions as possible. We really go start from finish, and that's exactly what we want that to be seen in our colors, and that's why we picked them. We picked those colors at, my husband and I had about four different colors put together, and we picked mm-hmm. that at, I think, 2 a.m. in the morning when we were making our transition from start to finish of us announcing and deciding that we wanted to become an independent brokerage with the help of my team.
Uh-huh.
There's 12 of us. Those guys are huge. And when they decided they all wanted to go independent, we had 48 hours to identify our name, which Melissa in our office yelled up she wanted to be Blackmore Group, and our colors and our branding. 48 hours.
Let's flip the switch quick.
Yep.
What you do have to, and that just shows how what I love about small business as well as just business in general, it doesn't take forever to make a decision. You can make the decision quick. You can make a decision with your team. And I'm going to say, pull the trigger and make it happen without mm-hmm. having to go through committees and, you know, counsel and all of those things and make the decisions on your own. So when you say the concierge, and I don't know why I said it that way, concierge,
because
I
guess
it's all, you know, I go into this pseudo British accent because it does sound customized. And what separates you from other brokerages here in Durango?
Yeah, so we're very video forward, video first is really how we run our business. So in traditional real estate, a lot of the reliance on a person coming in to purchase a home came from them seeing your sign in the yard. Or, you know, walking into a brokerage and saying, hey, do you know that I saw this listing? What is your book of business? Kind of, it was very forward, like inner person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way that the average consumer is purchasing is they're seeing, you know, all of that online through companies that are buying our data that we're putting out into the MLS. But when we started this company, there was nobody really out there running specific pay-per-click ads focused towards the listings that were being advertised. There was not a full lifestyle production video being put together for listings. We do everything from going in and staging, making painting recommendations, doing fix and flips, to riding my personal horse on ranches with drone shots, my son paddleboarding, like fishing. We are like trying to create a full lifestyle representation within our listings because it's so important for the consumer that doesn't live here to be able to see, here's this beautiful house, but this is the lifestyle that I'm going to get living here.
Sure.
Because people aren't in Durango that are purchasing here. They are remote.
Right.
And our competition on isn't other towns around the Southwest. Our competition is Telluride and Breckenridge and Vail. And if you look at that, we're still one of the most affordable mountain towns.
Yeah.
How do we convey how awesome we are to people that aren't living here?
Yeah.
And that's really what you get when you get a concierge brokerage. You get somebody that's going to go in and say, hey, I don't want to just put a sign in your yard. I want to make this thing awesome. This is a production.
Right.
You know, bring in the stagers, you know, bring in the painters. Like, well, let's make this a party.
Yeah, well, and you're so right about the, you know, I would assume now, especially during the, you know, COVID era, that people were purchasing without ever walking into the house. I mean, it's just, it's literally changed the way business is done. I mean, I remember the MLS book was like the sacred book. And you couldn't get your hands on it unless you were in the business. And, okay, I'll loan you this, you know, go sit in the corner and look through it. And now it's amazing how that has evolved and what Blackmore Group is doing to take it, you know, I want to say, you know, 10 steps further, so to speak. Now, when someone's selecting a broker, even if it's within the Blackmore Group, what do they need to know? I mean, do you like matchmake and, you know, find the broker that's going to be similar to your personality? What do you recommend?
You know, I think that choosing a broker is something that there's no right direction to go.
Mm-hmm.
But what I recommend is we actually have full books and guides that tell people how to buy a home, how to sell a home. And in my guide, there's a full list that says all these questions that you should be asking. Because consumers right now are also in a way where they would just reach out to whatever agent they could get a hold of as quick as possible and then try to get a deal done. And that is like the worst thing you can be doing. There's a lot of brokers that are signed up in the MLS. There's a lot of really bad brokers signed up in the MLS.
Yeah.
There's people that don't do it full time. And this market shifts so fast. So in my guides, for instance, like I'm going to pretend it's in front of me. What we have is we have a bunch of questions to ask.
Okay.
How long have you been in the business? What is your style of selling? Like, how do you like to work with people? What's your best form of communications? You know, if you're selling a house, you know, what do you do? Because a lot of them say we do photography and videography, but then what?
Right.
What else do you do? And then as far as buying goes, it is definitely a personality thing. I always tell people, because I've had some friends too that, you know, didn't do real estate transactions with me. They didn't know I was a realtor or whatever. It was before I was a realtor. And they'll tell me, well, we just had a terrible experience. I'm like, well, then why did you stay?
Yeah.
You don't have to stay with that, you know, that agent or that broker. Well, we signed a contract, but that doesn't matter.
Okay.
You know, like our job as brokers are just basically almost sell our expertise and take care of our clients.
Right.
And if you're not getting that care, like you don't have to stay where you're at. You don't have to stay with that consumer. A lot of people feel like they do, or that agent as a consumer. You are a client. And so for us, when we're saying, what do you do when you pick that broker? What does that look like? I mean, you need to ask questions.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to treat it like what it is. You are having somebody, you are trusting somebody to help you with your single most expensive investment that you will ever make in your life.
Yeah.
Something that can, you know, create a great ROI for you, something that can create a legacy for you, something that you can sell, something that you can take loans out against. I mean, this is a huge transaction. I just wish more of our clients, not our clients because our clients work with us, but like,
sure,
you know, more people in the marketplace would understand you need to choose the best. Don't just choose the easiest. Don't just choose something that on Zillow, because on Zillow, agents pay to be a part of Zillow.
Right.
And so when you, even if you're a for sale by owner, basically you put your house up there as a for sale by owner thinking you're not going to work with an agent. But when you actually pull up the Zillow listing, there's three agents listed because they're paying for that ad space. So you're on an advertising platform.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just choose wisely. Talk to people. Interview agents.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a huge thing. I don't understand how people just select a random name on a
sure, at least drive by somewhere, you know, and I'm sure you get a lot of leads that way, you know, name on the, you know, the sign out in front of the place, mm-hmm, and you go, oh, I'm going to call that, you know, and find out more information or more details about it. But I do think that that is so important, you know, and also making sure that your broker is, I'm going to say, is going to go to bat for you, so to speak, you know, and the market's changed a lot. I mean, it's, you know, I don't know, what would it be right now? Is it a seller's market? Is it a buyer market? It's so weird with the interest rates and all the things that are going on. What is it? What is the market like right now? I mean, to me, as the chamber director, to me, it seems things have obviously to me slowed down. However, I've also heard that people have said, yep, house is on the, you know, listed and it sold in a couple days.
Yeah.
Because somebody said, that's what I want. It's perfect. It's a lock and leave. Or no, I want that acreage. It's in a beautiful location. What are you seeing? Because with the interest rates now, what are these?
Eights.
Yeah.
So what you find in Durango, I mean, I'm on a big network of a bunch of agents across the country and we talk quite a bit. And you know, what you see across the country and what you see on the news is not what you experience in Durango.
Mm-hmm.
We have only 3 months worth of inventory in the entire MLS. Most of that is priced significantly higher than a first-time home buyer could afford, or
right,
even, you know, a USDA loan. So
sure,
we've got about 3 months worth of inventory. Our average median sell price for September was $1 million.
Wow.
And we are still sitting on if you had a scale with a teeter-totter, we are still sitting into a seller's market. However, we are slowly moving into a balanced market.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just getting creative with listings. I mean, people feel like they can't buy a house here. Well, you know, we can buy down the rate by doing seller concessions on a loan.
Mm-hmm.
We can, you know, do seller financing for some of our listings. We're all getting really creative out here. The atmosphere is definitely interesting, but it's not forever. And what they say, for every percent down for an interest rate, you get an increase of buyers. So then you go right back into the housing catastrophe that we were in earlier, where nobody could get houses because we had a bunch of multi offers.
Yeah.
And then I guess just on a note on that, Durango isn't like anywhere else, because the person that's on average coming here to purchase isn't necessarily coming here because it's employment related. So we still stay higher on a national level than in other places, because we're not like a flyover state,
right,
and we're not a employment focused area for most of our,
sure,
consumers to come in and purchase.
Yeah. And that's so interesting, because I know, and this goes back probably 6-7 years ago, La Plata County ranked 18th in the nation for at-home workers,
mm-hmm,
or remote workers. And that number is just is grown even more so since COVID. And I think that it opens up so many different opportunities. And you've got folks, you know, it's all relative. You're selling a house in California, you know, for a couple million. Hey, we're a bargain. You know,
mm-hmm,
people are coming. We're going to have to take a quick break coming up here. So what's your website?
Our website's www.blackbirdgrouprealty.com. You can also find us on Google, pretty easy.
And where are you located?
We are located at 2901 North Main Avenue. We are across from Taco Bell.
Ah, well, you know.
That was the easiest way to say it.
Everybody always said, you know. And across from the which Alpine Animal Hospital, right? They always have the They always have the fun things on their sign.
Yes, I do look at those often.
All right, can you stick around?
Yep, totally.
All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Durango Digs here on AM 1240, KDGO 98.3 FM. Stay tuned.